请我们仍然打开启示录第二十一章。
Let's turn to Revelation chapter 21.
我们的仍然的读第一节到第八节。
We'll read from verse 1 to verse 8.
启示录第二十一章第一节，我又看见一个新天新地，因为先前的天地已经过去了，海也不再有了。
Revelation chapter 21 verse 1. Then I saw a new heaven and new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth had passed away, and there was no longer any sea.
我又看见圣城新耶路撒冷由神那里从天而降，预备好了，就如新妇装饰整齐，等候丈夫。
I saw the holy city, the new Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God, prepared as a bride beautifully dressed for her husband.
我听见有大声音从宝座出来说，看啊，神的帐幕在人间，他要与人同住，他们要做他的子民，神要亲自与他们同在，做他们的神。
And I heard a loud voice from the throne saying, Now the dwelling of God is with men, and he will live with them. They will be his people, and God himself will be with them, and be their God.
神要擦去他们一切的眼泪，不再有死亡，也不再有悲哀、哭号、顿痛，因为以前的事都过去了。
He will wipe every tear from their eyes, and there will be no more death, or mourning, or crying, or pain, for the old order of things have passed away.
坐宝座的说，看啊，我将一切都更新了，又说，你要写上，因这些话是可信的，是真实的。
He who was seated on the throne said, I am making everything new. Then he said, Write this down, for these words are trustworthy and true.
他又对我说，都成了，我是阿拉法，我是欧美甲，我是初，我是终，我要将生命泉的水白白赐给那口渴的人喝。
He said to me, It is done. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. To him who is thirsty, I will give to drink without cost from the spring of the water of life.
得胜的必承受这些伟业，我要做他的神，他要做我的儿子，我有胆怯的、不信的、可憎的、杀人的、淫乱的、行邪术的、拜偶像的和一切说谎话的，他们的份就是在烧着硫磺的火湖里，这是第二次的死。
He who overcomes will inherit all these, and I will be his God, and he will be my son. But the cowardly, the unbelieving, the vile, the murderers, the sexually immoral, those who practice magic arts, and the idolaters, and all the liars, the place will be in the fiery lake of burning sulfur.
在这两个月以来，我们都是在几节的圣经里面一起的来交通。
In this past month, we were sharing about this passage.
我个人是在越读觉得越宝贵。
The more I read about it, the more precious it is to me.
虽然我们还没有进到里面的圣城新耶路撒冷的美丽荣耀那个辉煌，但是我们已经从这几节圣经的里面，我们预尝到神无限的永恒的恩典。
Even though we have not gone to look at the beauty and the glory of the new city, but we have tasted what the future glory may be already.
而或许我们觉得我们好像听又听得进去，但是又听不懂。
Sometimes maybe we feel like we can listen to it, but then we do not understand it.
但是的确的，这是神一个极丰的启示。
But this is a very high revelation from God.
神借助宇宙万物向我们说明他自己到底是谁。
God used all creation to speak to us that who he is.
神借着列祖告诉我们他到底是谁。
And through the ancestor, he had told us who he is.
神借着以色列人启示我们，告诉我们说他到底是怎样的一个位置神。
And through the Israelites, he had revealed to us what kind of God he is.
神也是借着整本的圣经告诉我们他是谁。
And through the complete Bible, he had told us who he is.
特别借着他的爱子耶稣基督向我们表明向我们启示他是谁。
Especially through his beloved son, our Lord Jesus Christ, that who he is.
所以这几次我特别的用会幕几个字来表明启神的启示。
And I want to use this word tabernacles to reveal, the meaning of God.
我们也可以在这会幕的里面可以更多的更深切的认清楚的认识我们所相信的神是谁。
We can even go deeper to know our Lord through this tabernacle.
特别在这启示录第21章刚刚我们读的这几节的圣经。
Especially through the few verses that we have just read from Revelation 21.
在这里我曾经在纲要的里面提到我们所相信的神乃是以马内利的神。
In my outline before, I have mentioned that the God we believe in is the God of Emmanuel.
我们的所相信的神乃是乐意与我们同住的神。
He is the God who is willing to be with us.
我们常常觉得神离开我们很远。
Many times we felt that God is far away from us.
我们常常觉得我们不敢亲近神。
We felt that we cannot come close to God.
但是神很清楚地告诉我们说，他乐意与我们同住。
But God clearly told us that He is willing to dwell among us.
所以第一个会幕乃是在约翰福音第一章第十四节。
So the first tabernacle was recorded in John chapter 1 verse 14.
使徒约翰这样的做见证说，道成了肉身，住在我们中间，充充满满有恩典有真理，我们也见过他的荣光，正是父独生子的荣光。
And the apostle John had testified that in that verse saying that the word became flesh and make his dwelling among us.We have seen his glory, the glory of the one and only, who came from the Father, full of grace and truth.
这是第一个使徒约翰所见证的会幕。
And this is the first tabernacle that John had testified.
这个会幕乃是告诉我们说神成了人形。
And this tabernacle had revealed to us that God became flesh.
神在人的里面居住。
God is dwelling amongst people.
他并且自搭帐篷在人间。
And he built his tabernacle among us.
这个住这一个字就是哪一个 tabernacle, 就是哪一个帐篷。
And this word dwelling, it means the tabernacle, the tent.
神要自搭帐篷在我们的当中。
And God will build his tabernacle among us.
他目的是什么？
What is his purpose?
他目的乃是要与你我同住。
His purpose is to dwell within you and I.
他的目的乃是让我们能够到他的帐幕的里面。
That we can come to this tabernacle.
好让我们能够享受他一切的恩典，享受他的真理，享受他的荣耀。
So that we can enjoy his grace, his truth, and his glory.
所以第一个会幕约翰就讲到看见了三件的事情。
So in the first tabernacle, John has seen three things.
他说丰丰满满的有恩典。
He said it's full of grace.
丰丰满满的有真理。
And full of truth.
我们也看见他的荣光，正是父独生子的荣光。
And we have seen his glory, the glory of the one and only.
我觉得我们的人生如何的来行走我们的人生。
And sometimes we feel like how we walk our life.
我们需要恩典。
We need grace.
我们需要真理。
We need truth.
我们也需要能够看见神的荣耀。
We also need to see the glory of God.
这是使徒约翰已经领受了。
And this is what the Apostle John
had seen.
He has seen with his own eyes.
He has
heard with his
own ears. And
he has touched this Jesus who
became flesh.
So he used the simple words to tell us. He said the word became
flesh. And
make this dwelling among us.
我们看见他的荣光,
and we have seen his glory.
正是父独生子的荣光,
and the glory of the one and only.
在他的荣光的里面,
and in this glory,
他丰丰满满,
it is full of grace and truth.
这是我简单的,因为在, 再温习一下第一个使徒约翰所说的会幕。
So this is briefly I review for you the first tabernacle that Apostle John
said. 这也是启示录第二十一章在这里再一次的第三节再一次给我们强调说他乃是以马内利的主。
And this is emphasized again in Revelation 21:3. He is the Lord of Emmanuel.
这不是使徒约翰的感觉。
This is not the feeling of Apostle John.
And
this is what Apostle John has heard from the voice from the throne.
他说看啊,神的帐幕在人间。
He said, look, the tabernacle is among us.
他要与人同住。
He will live with them, with us.
他们要做他的子民。
They will be his people.
神要亲自与他们同住,同在。
And God himself will be with them.
做他们的神。
And be their God.
这是神与我们同住的保证。
And this is the assurance that our Lord is dwelling among us.
他要做我们的神。
He will be our God.
我们要成了他的子民。
We will become his people.
我们可以在他的帐幕的里面。
We can dwell in his tabernacle.
可以享受他赐给我们永恒的恩典。
To enjoy the eternal grace.
启示录第二十一章乃是讲到永恒的事情。
The Revelation 21 is talking about things of eternity.
就不单是在天上,
not only in heaven,
它也在地上,
but also on earth.
但是它是永恒的,
but he is eternal.
是永远永远的,
forever and ever.
永远永远的神要与我们同住。
He will dwell among us forever and ever.
弟兄我姊妹,我们在这地上不过是客人。
Brother and sister, we are only pilgrims on this earth.
我们不但要追求来生的真实,
we need to look for the truth in the life to come.
我们更是要得着了永恒的实据。
We need to get the assurance of the eternity.
这个永恒的实据乃是神要与我们同住。
And the assurance of eternity that God will dwell among us.
我们要做他的子民。
We will become his people.
他要做我们的神,
he will become our God.
做我们的神乃是要把他一切的丰富要赐给我们。
And he will, because of his our God, that he will give us all the abundance.
让我们在他的里面,
so that we can be in him.
所以我常常想到主啊, 我不知道什么叫做永恒。
So many times I said, Lord, I don't know what is eternity.
但是你有永恒, 我在你的里面, 我也有永恒。
Because you have eternity, as long as I dwell in you, then I will have eternity.
我想就是非常简单的话,
maybe that's a very simple word.
就是非常简单的逻辑,
a very simple logic.
但是问题是我们是不是在他的里面?
The question is, are we truly dwell among him?
我们愿意不愿意与他同住?
Are we willing to dwell with him?
第二个,
secondly,
我们看第四节,
we look at verse 4.
他说神要 神要查去他们一切的眼泪，不再有死亡，也不再有悲哀、哭嚎、痛痛，因为以前的事都过去了。So
he will wipe every tear from their eyes. There will be no more death or mourning or crying or pain, for the old order of things have passed away.
第二件事情，我们所相信的神。
The second thing is the God we believe in.
我愿意再一次的 给弟兄姊妹这样的分享。
I want to share with brothers and sisters.
我们的神乃是要牧养我们的神。
Our God is the God who wants to shepherd us.
我想谁能够擦干我们的眼泪?
Who can wipe away all our tears?
谁能够除去我们的死亡?
Who can take away the death from us?
我想我们虽然有时候我们自己没有留下 伤心的眼泪。
Maybe he said we don't have shed any, we haven't shed any tears of our own.
但是一个做牧者的人，总是常常为着了许许多多的朋友、亲爱的弟兄姊妹，流出了那个伤心的眼泪。
But as a shepherd, he will shed tears for all the friends and all his the people he shepherded with.
他要流出许多同情的眼泪。
And he will shed the tears of pity.
但是他也要擦干许多人的眼泪。
But then he will wipe away a lot of tears from others.
我们的主耶稣,
our Lord Jesus.
他乃是我们的大牧人。
He is our great shepherd.
他乃是我们灵魂的大牧人。
He is the shepherd of our soul.
他总是要擦干我们的眼泪。
He will wipe away our tears.
他叫我们不再有死亡。
So that we don't have death.
他要带领我们经过那死荫的幽谷。
He will take us through the shadow of the valley of death.
叫我们进到他的面前。
So we can come before him.
叫我们永远的与他同住。
So that we can dwell with him.
使他在这里说不再有悲哀。
So he said there's no more mourning.
不再有哀哭。
There's no more crying.
不再有痛痛。
There's no more pain.
因为以前的事都过去了。
Because the old order of things have passed away.
这是第二个会幕。
This is the second tabernacle.
也是在启示录第七章。
It's also recorded in Revelation chapter
7. 在启示录第七章, 特别在15节、16节、17节。
Especially in chapter 7, verse 15, 16, and 17.
最许多穿白衣的,
all these people who are wearing the white
robe. 他衣着羔羊的宝血, 洗去他这一切的衣裳, 污秽的衣裳。
And all these dirty clothes were washed away by the precious blood.
他就进到哪个宝座的面前。
They all entered before the throne.
他就跪在宝座的面前。
They were kneeling and bowing down before the throne.
昼夜的敬拜我们的神。
Worshipping God day and night.
这个时候,使徒约翰看见了, 他说,做宝座的要用会幕伏笔他们。
And as Apostle John was, saw that the one who was sitting on the throne was shepherding them.
他们不再饥不再渴,
they will never thirst or they will never hunger again.
艳烈的绿头也不伤害他们,
and the sun will not beat upon them.
不单这样用会幕覆庇他们,
not only that the tabernacle was shepherding over them.
并且做宝座的羔羊,
and the one, the lamb who was on the throne,
要牧养他们,
will shepherd them.
要领他们到那个生命的泉源,
and will lead them to the springs of the living water.
正是我们的好牧人,
and such is our good shepherd.
他带领我们在青草地上,
they will take us to the green pasture.
叫我们不饥不渴,
so that we will not hunger, we will not.
他带领我们到可安歇的水边,
he will lead us to the stream of water. We
那乃是生命的泉源,
and that's the spring of the living water.
谁能够供应我们的需要?
Who can provide for all our needs?
我们今天可以说, 吃的是山珍海味。
Maybe we can say we eat very good today.
我们常常可以到那个一百座的宴席的那 buffet 的店里去吃,
and then we can go to a buffet with 100 different varieties.
但是我们的好像还是饥饿,
but seems like we will be hungry.
我们的灵还是饥饿的,
well, so our spirit will still hunger, but thank our God.
哪一个做宝座要用会幕来伏笔他们,
and the one who seated on the throne will use the tabernacle to shadow them, so that they will not thirst, they will not hunger.
并且我们炎热的太阳也不会伤害我们。
And then the sun will not beat upon them.
有时候那个太阳是非常危险的。
And sometimes the sun can be very dangerous.
昨天伊丽晚上到我们家里去。
Last night, Ely came to our house.
她说她一个亲戚已经70岁了。
He said she had a relative in the 70s.
因为太热了出去了就中暑了。
Because it was so hot that he had a heat stroke.
她回去了就吃一天的凉药。
And then when she got home, she took a whole day with the
哪一天晚上就离开世界。
And that night, then she passed
away.
哎呀，我们人生行过了哪一个沙漠旷野？ And we have gone through the desert in our life. And we pass through all these scorching heat of the sun.
甚至有时候我们看见月亮也害怕。
Sometimes we look at the moon, we may be afraid.
我们总是在这个人生的道路的里面，我们没有办法把握说我什么时候能够仍然住在这个地上。
And we cannot say that we don't have guarantee when we still live on this earth.
但是我们的牧者
But our shepherd,
他乃是要带领我们。
He wants to lead us.
虽然经过死荫的幽谷
You come through the shadow of the valley of death.
我们也不致害怕。
We will not be fearful.
因为他与我们同在。
Because he is with us.
他的杖他的竿都安慰我们。
His rod and his staff will comfort us.
我们所相信的神是一个牧养我们的神。
The God we believe in is a God who shepherds.
有时候我们觉得我们读读诗篇十三篇就这样过去。
Seems like sometimes we read Psalm 23.
我们听见说主也是说我是好牧人。
We heard that our Lord Jesus said I'm the good shepherd.
我们听说我们的主耶稣是大牧人。
And we heard that our Lord is the great shepherd.
好像跟我们没有关系。
Seems like there's nothing to do with us.
实在我们的主牧养我们。
But our Lord is shepherding us.
乃是我们人生最幸福的事情。
It's the most fortunate things of our life.
乃是我们人生最安全的事情。
And it's the safest things of our life.
乃是我们人生最丰富的事情。
It's the most abundant things of our life.
只有他能够叫我们饱足。
Only he can fill us.
啊整本的圣经都是告诉我们说我们的神他乐意带领我们牧养我们
The whole Bible is saying that our God wants to lead us and shepherd us
特别在启示录
Especially in Revelation
刚刚我们读了二十一章看见他是一个牧人的样子
From Revelation 21 we've seen that he is like a shepherd
我们读到第七章很清楚地看到说做宝座的羔羊要牧养我们
Also from chapter 7 we can see that the one on the throne the lamb on the throne
我们就想到我们的主耶稣基督来到地上乃是要掌权要做王
We thought that our Lord Jesus will come to this earth to reign and to become king
在诗篇第二篇 第九节预言到他也有铁杖管辖这个世界
And in some Two, it says that he will, is prophesying that he will be king and reign with his iron scepter.
但是若是很注意读圣经的人，哪一个管辖用铁杖打碎他们？哪一个字在七十一本的里面来翻译作牧羊？
And that word is even the same reigning over them in the original text does mean that it's shepherding us.
当我们主来的时候。
As our Lord King,
他显出他的荣耀
He will reveal his glory,
显出他的权能
reveal his authority,
他要管理整个宇宙
He will reign the whole universe,
他要管理整个世界各国
and all these other nations,
但是他哪一个掌权
But he had this authority,
他不是用铁腕的一个政治
not using an iron,
他乃是一个牧羊的政治
but with the politics of a shepherd.
是哪一个地方的真正的翻译意思是乃是要牧养我们。
So the translation should be, he will shepherd.
我们不要跟人说错耶稣再来说要打碎打碎打碎。
We cannot be misleading people that when he comes,
是的
he will beat
有审判
upon you. Yes, there will be judgment.
但是他仍然乃是一个牧人的国王君王。
But he is the king who will shepherd us.
他也要我们跟随他做一个牧羊的仆人
And we also need to follow him to be a servant as a shepherd.
在启示录第二章二十九节
In Revelation chapter 2 verse 29 verse 27
我想没有时间去翻
I don't think I have time to go
那你引用到诗篇第二篇第九节这句话
It was referring to Psalm 2
他告诉我们说我们乃是要做一个得胜者
He said that we need to be an overcomer
当我们做得胜者的时候我们手上也要拿着哪一个铁杖
When we are overcomer our hands need to be holding that iron scepter
哪一个铁杖要管辖列国
And the iron scepter will rule over the nation
哎呀很奇妙的圣经就写一个小字
And very amazing that there's a little word
所以我们读圣经的时候你觉得圣经好像很难读那个
So sometimes when we read the Bible, we feel like it's very difficult.
不但要用心读
Not only we need to pay attention
还是要注意小字那个
And also pay attention to the little words
那个小字很重要的
And sometimes very important.
那个小字就是说哪一个管辖就是牧羊
And there's a little word saying that the ruling is shepherding.
我们的主他是牧羊的神
Our Lord is the God who shepherds us.
我们主也要我们做得胜者。
And our Lord wants us to be the overcomer.
当我们得胜的时候,
As we overcome,
我们不是打谁打谁,
we are not like beat upon
我们不是那批评谁批评谁,
or criticizing people.
我们乃是要牧养那许多的小羊。
But to shepherd all these little flocks.
我们乃是要带领这许多软弱的。
To take all these who are weak.
要带领这许多幼嫩的。
And take who are all those
要安慰许多伤心的。
And also comfort those who are sorrowful. And to strengthen those who are poor.
我再说这是神的, 政治。
And this is the politics of God.
这是神的一个政权。
And this is his reigning of.
我们不单我们多年的基督徒需要学习这样的。
Not only we need to learn this as Christians.
我相信这样的一个恩典这样的思想应当要在我们的小孩子童年的时候就是要让他们知道说我们的主乃是一个我们的牧人。
And we also need to teach the younger one that for the Lord's sake, we are, he is our shepherd.
我们需要培养小孩子长大以后也是要做一个牧羊的人。
We want to educate the younger one that when they grow up, they need to be the shepherd too.
这是神的旨意。
And this is the will of God.
这是神终极的旨意。
And this is his eternal will of God.
第一个会幕乃是他要与我们同住。
The first tabernacle, he will dwell among us.
第二个会幕乃是告诉我们说, 他乃是要牧养我们。
And the second tabernacle is that he will shepherd us.
我想我应该要回到今天的题目。
I think I need to return to the topics for today.
所以在这一个会幕终极的那个神的旨意的里面,
So at the eternal will of God in this tabernacle,
让我认识到我所相信的神是以马内利的神。
So that I can understand that the God that we believe in is the God of Emmanuel.
他不但今天与我同住,
Not only he's dwelling with us today.
我离开世界还是与我同住,
Even I pass on from this world,
在永恒的里面还是与我同住,
he will dwell among us in eternity.
我所认识的几位的神,
This God that I know,
他乃是一生牧养我的主。
And he is the one who shepherds for us.
不当我在平顺的时候他带领我,
Not only in good time he will lead us.
我在极其困难的时候他更是与我同在,
Even in difficulties he also is with me.
不当我刚强的时候他带领我,
Not only when I'm strong he is leading me.
当我软弱病痛的时候他要抱着我,
He will also hold me when I'm weak.
当我 流落的时候离开他的时候他仍然的要寻找我。
When I'm roaming away and I'm lost, he will seek me.
因为他是我的牧人。
Because he is my shepherd.
第三个我们的所相信的神乃是做新事的神。
And thirdly, the God that we believe in, he's the one who will do new things.
我想我不晓得开始的时候写纲要的时候我就说我们所相信的神乃是更新的神。
And when I'm writing down the outline, is that the God we believe in is a God who will renew things.
但是在中文的圣经的翻译的里面,
But in the Chinese translation,
我们就看到第五节,
You can see from verse 5,
他说坐宝座的说看啊我将一切都更新了。
He said, he who was sitting on the throne said, I'm making everything new.
他又说你要写上。
Then he said, write this down.
因这话是可信的是真实的。
For these words are trustworthy and true.
他又对我说都成了。
He has to me, it is done.
我是阿拉法我是欧米伽。
And I'm the Alpha and the Omega.
我是初我是终,
the beginning and the end.
我要将生命泉的水白白赐给那口渴的人喝。
And I will give to him who is thirsty, I'll give to them to drink without cup.
得胜的必承受这些伟业。
He who overcomes will inherit all this.
我要做他的神。
I'll be his God.
他要做我的儿子。
And he will be my son.
我们所相信的神,
the God we believe in,
乃是做新事的神。
It's a God who will do new things.
我在另外一个方式说，我们所相信的神。
Another way of saying it, the God we believe in,
乃是要把一切都造成新的神。
That He will create everything as new.
这个新有三个字。
The word new, the three words, the at least three words.
第一个，神做新事。
The first one is that God make new things.
以赛亚说到，神要做新的事情。
And Isaiah said that God will do, make new things.
但是他那个远远的看到，他还没有经历到。
But he saw it from afar, but he did not experience it.
感谢神，现在预言已经应验在我们的当中。
But thank God, this prophecy has been fulfilled in us.
耶利米在31章的里面说到，神要做一件新事。
In Jeremiah in chapter 31, it says that God will create, make a new
thing. 果然做成了。
And it was
让我们今天来得救了我们救恩的主耶稣基督。
So that we can receive this Lord Jesus
Christ. 成了我们的救世主。
To become our Savior.
我希望弟兄姊妹在这里要很注意的这几个字。
I hope brother and sister will pay attention to these few words.
这个心乃是说到永远永远的。
And this is talking about the eternity.
这个心乃是说到神做一次的做成。
And that God had to do this thing one time.
神做成了以后就没有改变。
And there was no change.
哎，我们说我信耶稣为什么要知道这个事情？
And you're asking why, as Christian, we need to know this.
若是我们不清楚这个真理，我们可能在我们的信仰的生活上，我们就没有办法站立得稳。
If we are not clear on this, then that we will not be able to stand firm in our faith.
因为神做事说立就立，说有就有。
Because that's how God does when He said yes and that will be.
我们做一件事情，现在是新的，以后慢慢会变旧的。
When we are doing things, maybe it's new now, but later on it will become old.
但是神做的永远不会旧。
And, but the things that God work on is always
new. 因为他有永恒的价值。
Because he had the value of eternity.
弟兄姊妹，我们在主里面的侍奉。
Brothers and sisters, as we serve in the Lord.
我们要讨神的喜悦。
To please him.
我们要在永恒的里面有价值。
If we want the, to have eternal value in this.
我们需要在这新的这个字的里面有份。
We need to be part of this word new.
不然我们所做的。
Otherwise, all those things
we have done.
Maybe when we come to God
one day, 给主耶稣说,
and we will set God.
你应该要给我排上一个非常宽大的一个美丽的房间。
You need to give me a room of a very roomy room.
可能主耶稣说, 我不认识你。
And maybe our Lord will say, I don't know you.
因为我们所做的可能是我们在这新的以外，在旧的里面做的。
Maybe we may be doing things in outside of this new, but in the old way.
但是神所做的是永恒的。
But what God is doing is for eternity.
让我举几个例子。
Let me give you a few examples.
这个希在希腊文说，可以说 kainos.
The Greek Greek word is kainos.
这个心里，我们去查 concordance 的时候。我们可以去看，有很多的用这一个字的时候都有特别的。
We can see from concordance when this word is used is very special.
我们看到启示录第二章第十七节、三章十二节，在这里一个新名、新的名。
From Revelation 2:17 and 3:12, you can see that there's a new name.
这个新的名是永恒的。
And this new name is for eternity.
它得到以后就可以保住。
If you receive it, then you will be able to keep it.
在第五章第九节、十四章第三节，一个新歌唱着新歌。
And from chapter 5 verse 9 and 14:3, there's a new song.
这个新歌是属于那个永恒的。
And this new song also belongs to eternity.
当主耶稣最后设立饼杯的时候。
And as the Lord set up the Lord's table at the end.
在马太福音第二十六章二十九节。
In Matthew 26:29,
在马可福音十四章二十五节
，and Mark 14:25,
在哥林多前书十一章二十五节
，and First Corinthians 11:25,
主耶稣说：“我不在乎这葡萄枝，一直等到什么时候， 等到新的律子。
And our Lord Jesus said, I tell you the truth, I will not drink again from the fruit of the vine until the day when I drink it anew in the kingdom of God.
乃是永恒的下旨的日子。
And this new day is in also a day of eternity.
当主耶稣基督再来的时候,
As our Lord come back again,
乃是把我们带进了哪一个喜年的国度,基督的国度。
And take us into the millennium kingdom, into the kingdom of Christ.
世上的国度要成了我主我王的国度。
And the kingdom of the world will be underneath our Lord's kingdom.
以后渐渐的这个国度乃是要带进了新耶路撒冷。
And this kingdom will lead us into the new Jerusalem.
所以这个日子乃是你我所渴慕的日子。
So this new day is a day that we should be longing for. A day that we are waiting for.
以后我们就看到 路加福音22章20节,
and then from Luke 22:20,
哥林多后书3章第6节,
2 Corinthians chapter 3 verse 6,
希伯来书第8章第8节,
Hebrew 8:8,
第13节,
and verse 13,
9章15节,
chapter 9:15,
就讲到新约,
they talk about a new covenant.
特别路加就说到他所喝的杯,
especially
分给他们吃的饼，说分给他们喝的杯，这就是他为他们所立的心愿。Especially
in Luke, it says when he was doing the bread and the cup, he said, "The cup is a new covenant in my blood."
这个心愿是永远永远的。And
this new covenant is for eternity too.
这个心愿不是新旧的问题。It's
not a matter of new or old.
这个心愿乃是永恒的约。
And it's the covenant for eternity.
我们的主耶稣在父神的右边,
Our Lord Jesus was before God.
他坐在宝座上,
He was seated on the throne.
他仍然带着哪一个羔羊的身份,
He's having a role of the lamb.
我们有一天可能到他的面前, 仍然看见他手上的钉痕。
Maybe one day when we see him, that we will see the scar.
因为这个约乃是永恒之约。
Because this covenant is for eternity.
我记得有一次到圣地亚哥去。
I remember one time I went to San Diego.
有一个姊妹就跟我说到她的见证。
A sister was sharing her testimony with me.
她就说，但她受洗的时候才13岁。
She said that when she was baptized, she was 13.
那个传道人就问她的问题。
So the preacher asked her some questions.
你怎么认识耶稣?
How do you know Jesus Christ?
你怎么样有根据说你现在要来受浸归入耶稣?
What is your proof that you can be baptized?
这个姊妹告诉我说，那个时候我就告诉那个传道人。
And this sister told me that at that time I told this preacher.
她说我有许多事情，许多的道理我并不知道。
She said, I did not understand many of the truth in the Bible.
但是我认识我所相信的主。
But I know the Lord I believe in.
我认识我所相信的主，因为他手上有他的钉痕。
I know the Lord I believe in because I can see the scars in his hands.
Erich Sauer, 德国的神学家。
The German theologian Erich Sauer.
在他新约的哪一个总论的里面, 特别提到我们的主耶稣仍然带着他手上的钉痕。
In his book on the New Testament, he was mentioning that our Lord Jesus will carry the scars on his hands.
让我们每逢擘饼的时候,
so every time when we break the bread,
让我们每逢纪念主的时候,
every time we remember our Lord,
让我们每逢来到主的面前敬拜他的时候,
as we come before our Lord to worship him,
我们是否看见他手上的钉痕?
Do we see the scars on his hands?
乃是仍然我们的主耶稣 和他的钉在十字架上，要活活的画在你我的眼前。Does
the picture of him being nailed on the cross painted in our mind?
这个时候，我们心被恩感。And
at this time, we will be moved.
我们真是能够从主那边领受了他生命的恩典。We
can really receive the grace of God from him.
真正可以白白得着了那个生命水的泉源。
So we can receive this stream of water from the living water freely. So let us encourage one another.
让我们能够在新的里面。
That we will be in the new thing.
但是我们要常常的更新。
But we also need to be renewed.
有几个地方。
There are a few places.
它就上面加一个 anna.
The Greek word will prefix by
anna. Anakinos.
Anakinos.
那意思是新又新。
That means renew and the new.
那是说到我们的主观，我们的主观方面。
And this is on our subjective view.
我们在生命的路程的当中。
In our life.
我们还没有进到主耶稣那个终极的那一个旨意。
When we have not come to the eternal will of God yet.
但是我们他已经把新的做在我们的里面。
But he already created new things within us.
我们在世界上，我们在肉体上。
In this world, in our flesh.
甚至我们在一个非常一个完全的教会的里面。
Even in a very good church.
其实世上没有一个完全的教会。
Well, actually there's no perfect church.
我以前总是希望能够在一个完全教会里面。
Before I want to be
若是这个教会是荣耀的教会。
And if this church is
若是这个教会是完全的教会。
This church is a perfect
church. 我宁可在教会扫地。
I'd rather just mop the floor.
但是有人就有问题。
But then if there are people, there
但是感谢神。
But thank God.
神要更新我们。
God will renew us.
神的复活的生命在我们的里面。
The life of resurrection will dwell in us.
我们乃是要渐渐的变化。
That we will continue to be transformed.
我们这个新人要渐渐的变化。
This new being creation will be
transformed. 所以若是我们看到以弗所第四章二十四节。
So if we look at Ephesians chapter 4 verse 4.
哪一个新人乃是 kainos?
And that new person is kainos.
在哥罗西书第三章第十节
In Colossians chapter 3 verse 4
哪一个新人是用 Anakinos
And that word new being is using Anakinos
哎呀写圣经的人这个是何等的仔细呢
And those who wrote down the Bible
我就想到不是保罗懂得文化那个这样写下来
Not because Paul know all these
乃是圣灵的启示叫他能够这样的很清楚地写下来
But the revelation of the Holy Spirit
让我们有个根据
So that we have this basis
所以更新个更新的是渐渐地长大
the being renewal to grow
我们原来好像很幼嫩
And sometimes we will think about this
但是我们要渐渐地长进
But we need to grow
所以在罗马书第十二章第二节
So in Romans 12 verse 2,
保罗就说到你们得要不要效法这世界。
It said, do not conform to this world.
你们要心意更新而变化。
But you are to be transformed by the renewing of
your mind. 这个更新而变化乃是 anakinos.
This transformation and renewal is the word anakinos.
以后我就想想那这个常常我们就说了哥林多后书第四章第十六节他是一天我外体虽然一天一天毁坏但是内心却是一天新似一天
In Second Corinthians 4:16 is talk about our body outwardly we are wasting away but then yet inwardly we are being renewed every day
这个茶原文就是也是 anakinos
And the original word used is anakinos.
这是心理里面一天加上新的，新的又加上新的。
Every day with the new things, add to it more new things.
以后提多书第三章第五节。
And later on in Titus 3:5,
就说到圣灵的更新。
Talking about the renewing of the Holy Spirit.
圣灵要更新我们。
The Holy Spirit will renew us.
也是在我们的新的创造的里面的基础。
And it's the basis of the new creation.
但是我们在这人间的时候，我们还是一天要比一天有长进。
Even on this earth, we need to grow day by day.
一天比一天有更新。
The renew day by day.
弟兄姊妹，我们来到教会 听到接受主以后受洗了以后不是毕业。
Brothers and sisters, when we come to the church and we receive Christ, that's not a graduation.
教会乃是不断的长进。
That we need to continue to grow in the church.
教会不是说一点点哪一个基要建立就够了。
We are not saying the church can have this basic doctrine, that's enough.
神把这样的复活的生命借助耶稣基督赐给了我们。
God gave this resurrection life to the church through our Lord Jesus Christ.
神把圣灵放在我们的心中。
And God put the Holy Spirit within our hearts.
神把这些宝贵的圣经启示的话语，我们觉得很简单，我们觉得哎呀，这个没有什么讲的，但是赐给我们。
And God gave us this Bible, which sometimes we may think is so simple, there's nothing much to it.
这乃是叫我们不断的更新。
But it's causing us to renew continuously and growing continuously to grow into the maturity of Christ.
这样的教会才能够合一。
And then this kind of church will have unity.
这样才能够一同的行走在这个天路的上面。
And to walk along the path to the heaven.
弟兄姊妹，我们乃是一个蒙福的一群。
Brothers and sisters, we are really blessed.
我们乃是一个新的族类。
We are new people.
我们乃是在基督里得到。
We have received this in Christ.
所以使徒保罗在哥林多后书第五章十七节。
So in 2 Corinthians chapter 5 verse 17, Paul said.
他就说到，若有人在基督里。
He said, if anyone who is in Christ.
他就是新造的人。
He is a new creation.
这个新是一次的做成。
And this new creation was done one time.
旧事已过，都变成新的了。
And the old had passed, everything had come.The new has come.
这是神的恩典赐给了我们。
And this is the grace of God given to us.
神也应许我们说，他一切都要做成新的。
And God has promised us that everything will become new.
他给我们保证说，这话是可信的，是真实的。
He gives us the guarantee that this is trustworthy and true.
这是他所做成的。
And this is what he had accomplished.
因为他是有始有终的神。
Because he is the beginning and the end.
他并且要把那个生命的水白白的赐给我们。
And he will give us the spring of the water of life without cost.
他给我们应许说，他不但做我们的神。
He also gives us a promise, not only he will be our God.
他不单是叫我们做他的子民。
Not only that we will be his people.
他乃是要叫我们做他的儿子。
He also wants us to be his son.
第三节的子民。第三节。
In verse 3, the people.
给第五节的是不是第五节？
第七节
的儿子。
And to verse 7, there's the son.
这两个不一样。
Those are two different words.
我今天不是来解释这个什么不一样。
I'm not here to explain what's the difference there.
但是有分别。
But there are differences.
我们是否得着了儿子的名分？
Are we receiving the sonship?
我们是否得着了儿子，成了他的儿子？
Are we becoming his son?
来承受他要赐给我们一切的产业。
To receive for the inheritance that he was giving, will be giving us.
让我们在基督里。
So that we will be in Christ.
今天我们要问说，我仍然在亚当的里面，我还是在基督的里面。
Today we'll ask ourselves, are we still in Adam or are we still in Christ? Are we in
Christ? 在亚当里都要灭亡。
If you're in Adam, you will have death.
在亚当里，一切的工作，神都不算数。
And all the work in Adam is will not be counted in before God.
但是在基督里都要复活。
But in Christ, we will have resurrection.
在基督里有荣耀。
There will be glory in Christ.
在基督里都变成新的了。
In Christ, everything will be anew.
在基督里是有永恒的价值。
There will be eternal value in Christ.
弟兄姊妹，我们常常要选择人生的价值。
And many times we need to choose on the values of life.
我想今天特别每一个人都是经济学家。
And I think every single one of us are economists.
我们到底要选择基督，还是要选择亚当？
Are we to choose Christ or we choose Adam?
让我们在基督里。
May we be in Christ.
我再说，若有人在基督里。
Let me say it again. If anyone who is in Christ,
他就是新造的人。
He's a new creation.
旧事已过，都变成新的了。
The old has gone, and the new has come.
但愿神祝福他自己的话语。
May God bless His word.
但愿圣灵继续的向我们说话。
May the Spirit, Holy Spirit continue to speak to us.
我们仍然活在时间和空间的里面。
We are living under the limitation of time.
也是活在我的思想的里面。
Under the limitation of our own thinking.
的确，神许多启示的亮光。
There are many lights of revelation from God.
我们若是能够进去的时候，
If we can enter into it,
实在叫我们的人生得着了丰富。
And we will have abundance in our life.
得着了满足。
Have satisfaction.
得着了真正的安息。
And to have true rest.
得着了丰盛的生命。
To have the abundant life.
我们低头做祷告。
Let's bow our head and pray.
亲爱的主，我们感谢你。
Dear Lord, we thank you.
实在你的恩典是何等的大。
Your grace is so great.
你爱我们是何等的奇妙。
And it's so amazing of your love to us.
你总是乐意把你自己的秘密也告诉我们。
You always wanted to tell us your mystery.
你总是也把你心中的许许多多的丰富的知识要让我们知道。
You want to let us know about the knowledge of your self.
我们真是感谢我们的神。
And God, we thank you.
我们已经领受。
We have received.
我们还要领受。
We continue to receive.
我们已经得着了。
Those we have.
我们还要得着。
We will continue to.
我们已经知道了。
We already know.
我们要更多的认识你。
But we want to know you more.
但愿你的灵常住在我们的心中。
May your spirit dwell among us.
我们更求圣灵常常的启发我们。
And we ask the spirit to reveal to us.
我们恳求圣灵要厚厚的浇灌在我们的当中。
And the Holy Spirit will shed upon us.
把你的心意向我们显明。
To reveal your will to us.
我们愿意来到你的面前。
We're willing to come before you.
我们说我们愿意侍奉你。
We're willing to serve you.
我们愿意心意更新而变化。
We're willing to be transformed with the
renewal of mind. 我们愿意讨你的喜悦。
We're willing to please you.
主啊，让你在我们当中得着了荣耀。
May you receive glory from us.
让这个教会真是成了一个天上蒙你祝福喜悦的教会。
May this church become a church you will bless and will be pleased.
主啊，做感动的工作。
Move us.
做改变的工作。
And change us.
复活的主的生命赐给我们。
And give us the life of resurrection.
好让是显明了你复活的生命。
So we can reveal the life of resurrection.
也能够显明你复活的荣耀。
And also reveal the glory of your resurrection.
谢谢主，你是与我们同住的神。
Thank Lord, because you dwell among us.
你是牧养我们的神。
You're the God who shepherds us.
你也是要把一切做成新的神。
And also you're a God who will renew all things.
我们现在祷告靠耶稣基督的圣名求的。
We pray all this in our Lord Jesus Christ's name.
Amen.
Amen.